Hello, and thank you for joining me. Today we're going to do a chakra clearing meditation. Start by coming to a comfortable position. You can be seated in a chair, seated on the floor. You can lay down if that's comfortable for you, but make sure that you're not going to drift off to sleep. If it feels good, you can close your eyes. If that does not feel comfortable for you, you can let your gaze go soft, so you're not really focused on anything specific. Or, alternatively, you can find an object to focus on. Try to pick an object that is not distracting and will not pull you out of your meditation. From here, start to bring your awareness to your exhale. With each exhale, start to think to yourself the word one. One. You don't have to change your breath. You don't have to change the length or the depth. Just letting your awareness rest on the exhale. And with each exhale, thinking to yourself, one, one. And from here, take a breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. And start to bring your awareness to your Muladhara, or root chakra. This chakra is located at the base of your spine, and it's associated with survival, with finding and belonging, with your tribe, with trust, with bonding, somewhat with feelings of security, especially as they relate to finding and belonging within your tribe. So take a few moments here. Let your awareness rest on this chakra and check in with this part of your body and this part of your life. If it's helpful, you can envision the color red. You do not have to. Just checking in with these areas and noticing what comes up. And now drawing your attention up your spine to the Svadhisthana or sacral chakra. And this chakra is located in your lower abdomen by your sacrum. And it's associated with sexuality and reproduction, but also with pleasure and with creativity. So take a few moments here and check in with this area of your body, but also with these areas of your life. If it's helpful, you can picture the color orange, but you don't have to. Just checking in with these areas and noticing what comes up. Drawing your attention up your spine again to the Manipura or solar plexus chakra. This chakra is located a little bit up your abdomen, and it's associated with digestion and also with vitality, transformation, and confidence, or trusting your gut instinct. So take a few moments here and check in with this part of your body and also this part of your life. If it's helpful to you, you can picture the color yellow, which is associated with the Manipura chakra. But if that is not helpful, you don't have to do it. Just try to check in with these areas and notice what comes up for you. And then drawing your attention up your spine again to the Anahata or heart chakra. And this chakra is associated with love and with relationships, but also with balance in our lives. So take a moment here to check in with this area of your body and also these areas of your life. If it's helpful, you can picture the color green, which is associated with the Anahata chakra. If that's not helpful, you don't have to do it. Just try to check in here and notice what comes up for you. and then drawing your awareness up your spine again to the Vishuddhi, or throat chakra, located at the base of your throat, near where your neck meets your collarbones. And this chakra is associated with the throat, with communication, with expression, and with creative expression. So take a few moments here to check in with this area of your body and also these areas of your life. If it's helpful, you can picture the color blue, which is associated with the throat chakra. But if that is not helpful, you do not have to do it. Just taking the next few moments to check in with this chakra and notice what comes up for you. Drawing your awareness up your spine again to the Ajna, or third eye chakra. This chakra is located at the point between your brows, above your nose, at your third eye. And this chakra is associated with intuition, with symbolic thinking, with imagination, and with insight. So take a few moments here and check in with this area of your body and also these areas of your life. If it is helpful, you can picture the color indigo, which is associated with the third eye chakra. But if that is not helpful, you do not have to do it. Just taking the next few moments to check in with these areas and notice what comes up for you. And drawing your awareness up once more to the Sahasrara, or crown chakra. This chakra is located at or just above the crown of your head, and it's associated with transcendence and with divinity. So take a few moments here to check in with this area of your body and these areas of your life. If it is helpful, you can picture the color violet or purple, which is associated with the crown chakra. But if that is not helpful, you do not have to do it. Just take these next moments to check in with these areas and notice what comes up for you. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. If your eyes are closed, gently start to open them and let your awareness slowly start to come back into the room. You might want to wiggle your fingers or your toes. It might feel good to reach your arms out and stretch, reaching them in front or overhead. Take as much time as you need as you come out of this practice. Thank you for joining me today.